T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome in the Giants' first-round pick. Their new running back, Saquon Barkley, who joins us now. Saquon, Mike Francesa on WFAN. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you guys for having me.
My pleasure. All right. How are things going?
It's awesome. You know, in this OTA, just continue to learn, try to learn and adapt to the system every single day, and just striving and working every day to get better as a player.
Is it coming quickly? Is it surprising you anything? Is anything throwing you any curveballs, or everything been pretty easy?
I mean, obviously, the NFL system's a little different than college, but when I'm able to look at the film and look at the playbook and apply to the things I've learned in college, it's a lot of things I learned in college, so it is coming pretty easy for me. But, you know, when I mean easy, I don't mean I'm a vet already. I still have to continue to work on it. So far, I've really adapted to the playbook really well, but we only have so much in so far, and we have a lot more to install. And I just got to continue to have that mindset of trying to learn and be inquisitive and ask a lot of questions every single day and improve my game.
Has it been kind of whirlwind since the draft? Has it slowed down at all? It's been a lot. They're throwing a lot at you. There's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot of people that want to talk to you. There's a lot of people who want to meet you. How things been going? Have you been able to catch your breath?
Yeah, you know, I've been able to catch my breath ever since minicamp. When you get to the facility and you actually get here and be able to play football again and be able to form a brotherhood with your teammates, and now that the vets are here, be able to form a brotherhood with them, you know, your main focus is football right now. So really no distractions. It's been great for me, and I've just been coming to the facility, try to be one of the first ones in, one of the last ones out, have that method, and try to continue to work every single day and learn from the older guys. So it's been really, really cool. Crystal clean for me.
How about, you know, we know that the toughest thing is to pick up the blitz, and the toughest thing for any young running back is to learn that part of the game, which is very important in the pro game. Did you get a lot of blitz pickup responsibility in college, or is that something that's going to be pretty new as far as what the Giants are going to ask you to do?
My running back coach, Coach Huff, in college, and kind of just the whole offensive system we had in college forced me to pick up the pass protection. My coach said, if I want to go play at the next level, you have to be ready to do this. So he really helped me. Starting to my sophomore year, my freshman year, I wasn't pretty good at it. I was kind of, you know, iffy on it, wasn't sure. But as my sophomore year got, my coach started challenging me and making me watch film and showing me film of how I can see the blitz pickups a lot faster. So I've been able to apply that here in the NFL so far. And even when I'm not quite sure, I got a veteran quarterback back there with me, with Eli Manning, and he seems to know every blitz and seems to know when everyone's coming. So sometimes he even gives me a little bit of hints. But I feel very comfortable right now, but obviously it's not where I want to be. I would never really be satisfied in any part of my game, and I got to continue to grow in that area also.
Talking with the Giants' number two pick in the draft, their first-round pick, Saquon Barkley, as the Giants go through OTAs. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement about this offense. You know, we see a great deal of explosiveness, of course, with Beckham, who you obviously know a lot about him, and yourself, the tight end. There's a lot of guys who can be very explosive in this offense. Have you seen any of that so far yet, or have you yet to see the explosive nature of your new offense?
I mean, obviously right now we're just in helmets and jerseys, but you could definitely see how explosive this offense is. Obviously, coming outside of looking in college, you heard about Eli and Odell, but when you get here and you get to the facility and you see the other wide receivers and you see what they're capable of, and you see Sterling Shepard, the first time I've seen Sterling play here, I was amazed. I was watching his routes. Evan Engram is another wide receiver playing tight end. It's really not fair at all. And all those guys, and then the offensive line with Will Hernandez and Nate, and then adding Nate to the team, we really have a lot of potential on offense. But, you know, obviously potential don't really mean too much. We have to continue to work and continue to improve every single day. And then obviously with the improvement of us on special teams and defense and all coming to play together as a one unit, I think we have a chance to really make a splash this year.
How about from last year, knowing that you were going to be a high draft pick, which you knew you were going to be, there was no question. You knew you'd be right at the top of the draft. Did you pay a lot of attention to running backs and see guys like make the transition? You saw some guys really step in and play really well, young running backs. We've seen that the last couple of years. What back, if any, did you really pay, you know, close attention to kind of get a feel for what happened when you made your transition to the league?
Definitely paid attention to the running backs in the NFL, not to ready myself for the next level, just because I'm a fan of the game and I'm a fan of the running back position.
Anybody special?
I would say I like what Christian McCaffrey, and Alvin Kamara, Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook early. Obviously, I know that he got hurt, but obviously you already know that he's going to come back and make a splash this year. But those guys were guys that I kind of competed against, not directly, but competed against in college with, and I was very interested to see how they were doing and how they would translate to the next level. And I love watching the film and to see the way that they set up the runs and set up the routes. And you know, I'm a fan. I try to take that and add that to my game in college and get myself ready for that my junior year season.
A lot of people have said you can be in the passing game. What Kamara's been, Cook was doing great till he got hurt. He was going to be a big star. There's no question. Fournette's a much bigger back. We know that. But Kamara's a guy who really did a tremendous job and did a nice, really good job catching the ball.
Yeah, definitely. I love the way the Saints use them, and watching his film, you know, he's a threat, and that's what you want to be. Not only you want to be versatile, you don't want to be a one-dimensional back. And when he's on the field, he's a threat in the backfield. He's a threat in slot. He's a threat out wide. And when you have a running back that's able to beat safeties and corners and obviously linebackers, it just helps them take the offense to another level. It's another point of emphasis you have to focus on.
Tell the fans something about yourself. You're going to be a guy they're going to get very used to. You're going to be a big fan favorite. Well, you know, are you a big sports guy? Do you like other sports? Did you play other sports growing up? Were you a guy who played a lot? Did you play basketball, baseball? Did you play other sports?
I played a couple other sports growing up.
What was your best other sport?
Yeah, my senior year I ran track and field.
Okay.
That was just kind of just for fun and try to get faster. I played basketball for 2 years, but I was that football player that just got fouls and rebounds. Wasn't anything special. I wrestled when I was younger too. And those are really the only sports that I really played close attention to. I'm a big basketball fan. I don't really have a team. I was a big Kobe Bryant fan. I love LeBron's game, the Steph Curry, the Kevin Durant of the world. But yeah, that's really it.
And how about other stuff? Do you have any other things you like? Are you a music guy? Are you a movie guy? What do you do when you're away from football? What's your likes? What do you do?
When I'm away from football, I'm kind of a boring guy actually. I like to hang out with friends, spend time with family. I am big into movies. I love superhero movies. Titanic is one of my favorite movies. Music, I'm big into rap. I love artists like Drake, Meek Mill, and those guys. And so I love listening to music. I love Connect Four. I'm really good at Connect Four. I've been picking up how to play chess and keep competing with my dad.
So you're playing chess, huh?
Yeah, I started not so long ago. But you know, it's kind of hard to keep up when you're in OTAs and you got this playbook to really focus on. But yeah, I started playing chess. I love the game of chess. It makes you think. You got to think 3 to 4 steps ahead. So definitely.
What was your thoughts like when you think of the New York Giants? What have you thought about through the years? When you know a lot about the Giants or not a lot about the Giants?
I knew about the Giants, but growing up, I was a Jets fan, so I always heard about the Giants, and obviously I watched the Super Bowl, their two Super Bowls when they won and beat the Patriots. But, you know, I learned a lot more coming here, and that's something that the Giants really focus on as a rookie. When you come in, They want it to be known about the tradition here and the history and the legacy here. And it's kind of similar to a Penn State in my mind. And
yep.
That's the reason why I picked Penn State, you know, because of the tradition. Obviously, the networking and the school, obviously, but the football side of it, just the legacy of that school and the legacy of this franchise. And you walk around the building, you see all the players hung up, and you see all the Tiki Barbers of the world, the LTs of the world, and then you walk in the building, the first thing you see is 4 Lombardi trophies, and that's what you want as a football player. That's what you want as a player. You want to compete, and you want to compete for championships, and that's the standard here. When you think of the New York Giants every year consistently, obviously they had some bad years, but consistently they're up there. They're the Giants of the world, the Patriots of the world, the Steelers of the world. Those are the guys who are consistently at the top. And, you know, I feel like the energy in this place is awesome. And Coach Sherman and the coaching staff have been doing an unbelievable job. And, obviously, I feel like we have a lot of potential, but we got to continue to take it day by day.
Talking with Saquon Barkley from the Giants, their new star running back. Feel any pressure being drafted as high as you were? Now, you knew all year you were going to get drafted right at the top of the draft. You feel pressure being drafted as high as you got drafted this year?
No, I don't feel pressure whatsoever. I feel like that pressure is applied from others. I hold myself to a standard. It don't matter if I was drafted to 21st or the last pick of the draft. My mindset and the approach to the game of football, of trying to be one of the best and try to strive to be a better player and a better teammate every single day, wasn't going to change whether I was the first pick of the draft or the last pick.
What number are you wearing?
26.
26?
Yeah.
All right. So, listen, it's going to be fun. Everyone is very excited about this. We're excited about the offense. You know, everyone is looking forward to the season. You know, like you said, you went to one team that had a great tradition. Now you're with another that has a equally, you know, long and very, very good and long, credible tradition. So we're looking forward to the season. It should be fun, and we're looking forward to watching you play. So good luck and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Saquon Barkley of the Giants, their star running back, who everyone's going to get really going to get a real kick out of, there's no question. I mean, listen, running back is a position where you can come in and have an immediate impact, more than any other position. There's no question. Now, guys, we know they don't last as long as other positions, too. Their longevity is very tricky, but they come in very quick, as long as they're not having trouble with blitz pickup, which I'm sure he can handle. And Sherman said yesterday he was doing very well in that area. They have a chance to be very explosive. He's going to be explosive. He's a kid who can score from anywhere on the field. I think you're going to, you know, it's going to be fun to watch him. If you look at what Cook did last year with Minnesota, early in the year before he got hurt, he was putting up enormous numbers. And you saw what Kamara did last year. You've seen what these backs can do. Fournette's a little different. He's a big back. He's a different back than these kids. But this is a back who can score anywhere on the field. This is a back with enormous explosiveness who's going to be really a monster as far as what he can give you in mismatches out of the backfield, too. It's going to be fun to watch him. It really is. Fun to watch the Giant offense all the way around. It's going to be really a terrific year from that standpoint. I don't think there's any question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.